You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A new ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court dealing with the unique powers given to our governors. And their decision should support school funding for hundreds of years. Samana Tomei-Olsen reports.
When he was signing the state budget, Governor Tony Evers used his veto powers to lock in school funding for the next 400 years. And now the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules that was legal. Wisconsin is the only state where the governor has line item veto powers, meaning a governor can just cross out words or punctuation or numbers or parts of a bill and change its meaning. The court was split along party lines. Soon-to-be Chief Justice Jill Karofsky wrote that this move was within the bounds of the Wisconsin Constitution. Meanwhile, Justice Brian Hagedorn said the state constitution does not allow for this power. Historically, it's been used by both Republicans and Democrats. The governor's veto means that school funding will increase $325 per pupil per year until 2425. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olsen.
And tomorrow, Tuesday, April 22nd, is Earth Day, and the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance is teaming up with the NFL Green to host the preseason pickup, an Earth Day cleanup along the Fox River Trail. Lisa Hale has the details.
Dan Beckwith, the communications specialist for the Alliance, says it's a great way for people to get involved with the draft away from Lambeau Field.
Even if you don't like football, even if you love football, if you love Green Bay, you love the Fox River, come on out, give us a hand and make Green Bay shine for the rest of the nation.
The draft will be April 24th through the 26th.
Visit fwwa.org to sign up to be a part of the preseason pickup. And more cell tower upgrades are being made in the Lambeau Field area as the NFL draft gets closer and closer to bringing over 250,000 fans to the area. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Some of the upgrades are temporary towers, but most of them will remain after the draft leaves. T-Mobile and Verizon have both made upgrades to cellular and broadband service in the area.
And with other large events like EAA, Oshkosh's Air Venture, cell service staggers. And what makes this year's NFL draft different from every other year? Lambeau Field, of course. Lisa Hale reports.
Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers, said Green Bay traditions and history made Lambeau Field and the greater Green Bay area a great spot for the NFL Draft 2025.
I think just what Lambeau Field means to football fans, it's often spoken of as the Mecca, it's on a bucket list, those types of things. Very true. And I think the NFL really liked the idea of incorporating Lambeau into this because they can lean into the history, the tradition. We often hear, if we're not someone's favorite team, we're their second favorite team.
To lean into those Lambeau-specific traditions, there will be a bike parade through the entire campus on the Saturday of the draft. Download the OnePass for schedules, tickets, and all the information you need to know about the NFL Draft 2025 activities in the Lambeau Field and Titletown area.
And the NFL Draft is this Thursday through Saturday in Green Bay, and Wausau has a shuttle. The bus to the draft is sold out on Thursday, but Friday and Saturday, shuttle seats are still available. A controversial oil pipeline project that's been in the works for 5 years now is being spurred along. Jimmy Cuska tells us more.
The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Bernard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline.
And it's expected that there will be legal challenges to the pipeline from environmental organizations and tribal governments. A diplomatic stand-down isn't wise. That's the take from the one-time mayor of the biggest city in the state. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
Former Milwaukee mayor and U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg Tom Barrett warns that closing the U.S. embassy in that country would boost China's influence in Europe on the Earl Ingram Show.
So my reaction is the happiest person in Luxembourg, if that happens, is the Chinese ambassador to Luxembourg.
Why?
Because they are ready to just step in and fill any gap when the United States, and I saw this throughout Europe, I saw this throughout international organizations. When the United States pulls out, China moves in. It's that straightforward.
The Trump administration is considering closing nearly 30 embassies and consulates to cut the State Department budget.
If President Trump thinks his main rival is China, taking these steps that allow China to move in is insane. It's just insane.
Baird said pulling back would weaken America's global leadership. The goal of the administration by reducing outposts is part of a plan to cut the State Department budget by almost half.
Native American tribal members increased their turnout to the polls this year with dramatic jumps in voter numbers. Melissa Kay has more.
Wisconsin saw a historic number of people turn out to vote in the spring election on April 1st. More than 2.3 million votes were cast in the Supreme Court race. This number is well above 50% of active registered voters in Wisconsin, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. One voter population in Wisconsin saw a huge jump in this election. Voter numbers from tribal communities saw historic turnout. According to the Public News Service, the Menominee Reservation voter numbers increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election, and the Menominee community overall has seen a 220% increase in voter turnout since 2019. Maria Haskins is a Native Regional Tribal Organizer for the group Wisconsin Conservation Voices. She said more Native Americans are running for office, and the influx of voters reflects the increase tribal community members are seeing in representation in government. Haskins says people are realizing their vote is their voice.
And officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure at a regional office. The shutdown reportedly led to local staff members being placed on administrative leave, and Head Start officials are also expressing concern over a USA Today report, claiming the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 kids and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if federal funding for the program dries up. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all 3 Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. Here is one of Pete's picks. The show Bosch Legacy just wrapped up after three seasons, and it was fantastic. Bosch Legacy, like its predecessor Bosch, is based on Michael Connelly crime novels. Bosch ran for seven seasons and followed lead actor Hieronymus Bosch, an LAPD homicide detective who is rough around the edges and pushes procedural boundaries. Legacy follows the same character, but as a retired cop in Private Eye. Legacy is batting 1,000% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the original Bosch pulls a 97%. If you like crime shows, both Bosches are must-sees. All 10 seasons of Bosch and Bosch Legacy are available on Amazon Prime. Variety reports that according to the New York City Chief Medical Examiner, actress Michelle Trachtenberg died of natural causes. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer star apparently had diabetes and suffered complications from diabetes mellitus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be breezy, cloudy, with scattered showers likely today. The showers will end, and we will clear a little bit by late this afternoon with a high today in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun with a few sprinkles here and there, and a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.